Earlier this summer, the Empire State Youth Orchestra traveled to China and South Korea. By the time the trip was over, the musicians had performed six times in outstanding concert halls in Beijing, Shanghai, Seoul, among others. They also played for U.S. service people and their families on an army base in Seoul. We spoke with conductor Helen Chapio. Yes? Thank you.
Yes.
Helen Chapio before the tour, and she's back now with two student musicians to tell us how it all went. We've been really wondering and curious as to how it went. Lisa Liu is a violinist who graduated from Shenandoah High School in June, and Leonard Bopp plays the trumpet and will be a sophomore at Guilderland High this September. Helen, Lisa, Leonard, thank you very much for being here. What a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
A delight to have you here. So, Helen, before you went on this trip, we talked about it. We talked about its importance. So now you went on this trip. How did it go?
Oh, my gosh. It went better than we could ever imagine. And it's one of those, journeys that I don't think I personally will, ever forget. It was a very personal one just because I went back to my motherland, as kind of Lisa did, too, to back to China. But for me, going back to South Korea, it was just most incredible experience.
What was the schedule as far as your goal and what you wanted to accomplish?
Oh, by 12 days, we actually played seven different concerts.
Seven concerts,
yes,
in 12 days.
And so if you really do the math, in Korea we were there for 6 days and we played five concerts there. So you can imagine the intensity of our schedule, because there were a lot of things to see and to experience. But at night, the lights go on the stage and here we are, and we had to step up. And they were, I couldn't tell you enough about Empire State Youth Orchestra students. They were probably we were watching the Olympics. They're gold medalists in every aspect of their game and their character and how they carry themselves as ambassadors and representing the USA and the youth.
So who is the audience? Are you part of a larger group of other youth orchestras around the world, or are you doing a show by yourself? How does that work?
It is just our tour. But, if we recap, about 3 years ago, I visited this little island where Hansen's disease people were isolated for the past 100 years in down South Korea. And that was kind of the essence of the catalyst in which that I thought that it would be an amazing experience for our students to go and bring music to these people who have been outcasts of the society. And so we kind of devised the whole program, starting from China, hitting the great concert halls just by ourselves. There's nobody else on the stage, and the entire audience, local people, came to hear us, and they were incredibly appreciative and so supportive. Standing ovation at the end of every performance. Beijing Hall was just, as lively as it could be, and Shanghai was a beautiful hall where we played to a full house, and it was very exciting.
Wow. What an experience. So, Leonard, you're up there. You're on that stage. Mm-hmm. What could be better than that?
I don't know. It's really exciting. Sometimes before the concerts, I can get a little nervous, but it's also really exciting. And then once we start playing, it's just the nerves go away, and we just play and have a great time.
So it's just a good, other than getting a lot of shots, it's fun, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Now, Lisa, you have you ever been on a tour like this before?
Yes, I was actually a part of SEO's 2008 Europe tour.
Wow. So you had a little sense of what it was
a little
like.
Bit. I was much younger then, so I was much more naive, and I didn't know very much what to expect going to this tour, but it was a completely different experience from the last tour I was
And on. You get to, obviously, you get to kind of enjoy it. Now, are you done with the program now, or
yes,
are you?
I'm graduated, and I'm moving on to college.
Good.
But what's really exciting for Lisa was, for us to bring this Butterfly Lovers Violin Concerto that she played in November with SEO here at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall as the Lois Lyman Concerto Competition winner. We were able to bring that music that was composed during the Cultural Revolution time in Shanghai and bring it back to the people of China. It was a very emotional experience for me, at least, and to see this beautiful young woman playing just most gorgeous music and who was a second generation Chinese American, kind of going back, and I think people really embraced that experience from the audience perspective, as well as on the stage.
And how will you continue continue your musical studies?
I will be going to Williams College in the fall, where I will be studying music along with something else, which I'm not sure yet, but I will be going out with music and I will be continuing to play.
Wonderful. That's good news. And obviously has to make you very proud as well.
Absolutely. You know, we had 86 musicians and 4 staff members, 10 chaperones and 20 traveling friends and 120 people traveling together. You know, when families come together and go on vacation, you know how you can really get on each other's nerves.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you, I mean, you know, if things could have gone wrong, there are many things that could have gone wrong. We were just incredible community of people. And I've worked with a lot of people in my life, and musically and off stage, on stage. I can tell you confidently that this is really the best group of people that I have worked with, you know, from the character point of view as well as musicianship. I remember, you know, Leonard had to play kind of off stage trumpet that was really difficult. And when you're tired and when you have traveled over 20 hours and then in 2 days in 42 degrees Celsius heat, you have to play this concert after having climbed the Great Wall of China. You know, it really takes more than your chops. It takes mental power. It takes focus. It takes something that just doesn't happen overnight. And I was incredibly surprised beyond my imagination how the musicians stepped up at every concert, and it got better and better and better throughout the entire tour.
You didn't have to climb the Great Wall of China. But I guess how do you pass
you
that?
Who would mess it up?
Yeah. Right. So you climb the Great Wall of China, and then you come, and then you're on stage. How many hours later? Just a few hours later?
A few hours later. I think we were on stage by 2 o'clock, and then a concert at 7:30 around that time.
And I pushed them that day because that was our first concert. You know, it was the Great Wall of China one day, and the next day was the Tiananmen Square and the Forbidden City. I mean, you know, you're walking around completely in a strange world that feels different, that smells different, that just, you know, there are lots of people, and it really can tire you out. When I saw them on the stage, I saw that they were really tired. But only way to really step up is for us to come together and meet each other at our best in the music, and they did that night.
Yeah, well, they're kids, but you and your chaperones? Good Lord.
You know what? They are so much better than some of the adults there, because, you know,
I couldn't do that.
It's incredible. You know, here Lisa and Leonard, they're representing their colleagues, but I never really look at them as students, kids. You know, they are pros on the stage.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when you look at these Olympians, you go, well, okay, that didn't happen overnight. Well, that's how, you know, you'd have felt when you see these musicians playing, you know, just their hearts out.
You know, we were talking to Ellen Heistein yesterday of the Tanglewood Music Center. One of the things that she said to us, which I guess it seems as though you face as well, is that you have this beautiful, wonderful group right now, and you couldn't be more proud of them, and next year it'll be different.
Next year it'll be different. Now we have 101 musicians in the youth orchestra. We have even more people who auditioned this year. And so it is exciting that their work, these young people's hard work over the years, is really spreading kind of osmosis. You know, this whole capital region, I think, is feeling the excitement of working on something that takes no shortcuts, but just diligence and dedication and passion.
Lisa will go on to college. Leonard is still in school.
Oh, he's
and
stuck
sophomore,
with us.
So you'll be with him for maybe going another tour?
Oh, maybe. It's possible.
Maybe.
You know, because he'll be here, you know, God willing, right?
Right.
All of us
yeah.
for 3 more years before he graduates. It's really wonderful to know that.
Wonderful, wonderful news. Well, I congratulate all of you on a job well done and for not only having a great time and going out and playing beautiful music and doing such a great thing, but also representing this region. And I thank you very much for your wonderful work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. To learn more about the Empire State Youth Orchestra and all they do, you can go to ESYO.org. Helen, Lisa, and Leonard, a great pleasure. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.